You know, Nicole, it used to be that if somebody wanted to learn about restaurants, they had basically one option, and that was the newspaper restaurant critic. And I was glad about that for a lot of years because that's what I did for 20 years. But now with the internet, there are lots of different options, and I'm glad about that too because that's what I do now. Some of the ones that I like are Urban Spoon and Yelp.com. These are places that aggregate restaurant reviews. Urban Spoon now will use reviews of professional critics like myself, some of the newspapers and magazines, and they also use food bloggers. But they also have anyone can give a grade or leave a little comment about a restaurant, and you can do the same thing with Yelp. And so you can go and find a restaurant that you're interested in and see what kind of grade it has. On Urban Spoon, you might see up in the corner of the listing, it'll say 91% of the people who have voted like this. Now, that sounds pretty good, but then you look and you say there only two people have voted for it. So, you know, you've got, okay, you've got the owner and you've got the owner's brother. Right. But if it says 91% like this and it's got 100 reviews, well, that's probably a good one to rely on. Now, this is not new, the aggregation of reviews. Zagat, which has always been for decades, has been a very popular go-to guide in print for restaurants. They used to do one on Orlando, but they don't do a print guide anymore. They do have Orlando restaurants on their website. Now, their website is behind a paywall.
Oh.
So you have to subscribe to it just as you had to buy the book.
Sure.
Back then. Now, that might change because Google, and everyone knows Google, Google just bought Zagat.
Oh.
And will somehow be using their information for local results. Now, Google paid apparently $151 million for Zagat. And if anyone from Google is listening, we can talk about my website if you'd like. Now, and then, okay, that takes us to another resource that's available to people who want to know about restaurants, and that is food bloggers, or how I call it, floggers.
Floggers. Is that how you classify yourself?
I'm a flogger. I flog restaurants.
On your website,
On my website, which is scottjosephorlando.com. But there are others out there that I like, too. I'm a professional restaurant critic. It's what I do full time. And some of the others out there, they have day jobs, and they just love restaurants so much that they have some pretty elaborate websites to write about restaurants. And there's some that do a really good job. Some that I like, Tasty Chomps, and another one called Mega Yummo, which is kind of a fun little name. And Eat Local Orlando, which basically says what it is. Just like any other restaurant critic that you read, you have to gauge what they say with what your tastes are. You know, there are people who read me, if I like a restaurant, they know they're going to hate it. Or if I don't like a restaurant, they go to it right away because they know they're going to love it. And that's fine. That's the way it works. But there are a lot of new resources out there and a lot of good information available to people right now. It's a brave new world.